Now, before we get back to the calls, there are many layers to this thing. And my issues with the Mets right now, even though I still believe that they are well, alive and well in this series, more than, like, this is not, hanging on by a thread. No, I believe the Mets are fine. I expect them to go out there and win tonight. But they have made some crucial mistakes that has cost them in these three games so far. Number one, starting Kodai Senga in game one. And the reason why it's a huge mistake is because of you forced your hand. Like, the one thing the Mets have done really well this year is maximize what they have. They've been smart. They've made the right decisions, when to pitch certain guys, when to give guys rest, looking at the lineup. Pitching Senga in game one, and I don't want to hear the excuses. And I'll get to that in a second, but I don't want to hear the excuses. They pitched Senga in game one, end of story, which meant that you're going to have him pitch twice, as opposed to Quintana pitching twice in the series. Mm-hmm. They chose Senga instead of Quintana. That's mistake number one.
That's a big one.
Number two, not sitting Alvarez last night. I'm fine with Alvarez playing tonight because of his rapport with Quintana. I mean, if Quintana's going to be good because of Alvarez catching, then you got to start him. Last night, he should not have started. There's no reason whatsoever. And you could tell, BT, the right move was to sit him. You could tell by the way that he played. Because it wasn't just that he didn't get the job done. He right out of the gate, and I'm there watching it, and I had a great view of it. As soon as that ball is hit, squibbed in front of the plate.
Yeah,
you, like, I don't know how they showed it on TV, but when you see a catcher with that play, it's unnatural to see him throw anywhere but first base. To a point where I was gasping before he even threw the ball to say, like, before I knew the result of the runner being out or safe, whoa, what are you doing? The play is to first base. It's very simple. That shows me his head is up his rear end. The second part of the night, he comes up in a big spot with bases loaded in. All I'm saying is calm down, take a strike. Walker Buehler's walking the ballpark, take a strike. What does he do? He not only swings, he throws the bat 15 rows deep. That shows you that he's not mentally right. He's trying to do too much. That's another mistake by the Mets. And the other thing that they did was starting J.D. Martinez. So, and maybe this sums up the mistakes here. The Mets, all year long, one of their great traits from the beginning of the season has been holding guys accountable. Why is that changing now? Why is, if Iglesias isn't hitting, why aren't we holding him accountable and saying, you need to go with McNeil and see if he can be a better option? If Alvarez isn't performing, why isn't Torrens getting an opportunity? They, all year long, whether it's cutting Wendell, whether it's Narvaez, whoever, you know all the names, Tonkin, if you weren't getting the job done, your ass was either out or on the bench. And now they're letting these guys play when they know that the best option is not that player just because of loyalty? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay. I think the Mets roster utilization this season has been about as good as I've seen by anybody. Honestly. Like, they have squeezed blood out of rocks to get to this point. Now, I'm with you on Senga. Disaster. There's no way I would not pitch him again the rest of the year.
They have to now. Oh,
I know. I'm saying I wouldn't. Yeah. Okay, so.
Well, what would you do if you're not going to pitch him? You starting Peterson?
I'd probably start Peterson.
Yeah, and then what? Then you're going to, like, Peterson's only going to give you five any, like, at least.
Maybe I go back to McGill at that point. I'm not saying that. Listen, the options aren't amazing, but Senga would be the worst option for me. So I'm with you there.
Okay.
Number two. So Alvarez, now I don't know the answer. I didn't have the reaction that you had when he immediately threw down to second base. I don't, and I understand, Muncy's average speed, you know, it wasn't like it was 12 feet in front of the mound. It was more like in front of the plate, like 5'6". He's pretty quick. I thought he got that. I didn't think he had a good grip. And that's what happens with the catcher a lot coming out of that position.
I didn't see the replay. Would he have been out if the...
Well, that's what I was going to say. Okay. Because and I don't think he had a good grip because it was almost more like a two-seamer, if you can envision it's where it's tailing. And it's going basically towards right field a little bit. If it's down the chute or towards the shortstop side of second base, I couldn't tell by the replay, and I needed this answer for my own curiosity. I think Lindor would have been able to stretch, and I think he would have been out. So I don't agree.
I still hate the play.
I got you. I do disagree that I certainly don't have the venom that you have. Like that, I'm watching the game, the play in real time. I wasn't like, ooh, that was irresponsible or sloppy, but whatever. But where I do really disagree, like, if he's that much of a mess in your opinion, then I'm not even getting him out there with Quintana tonight. Even though the numbers say that you probably should.
Well, but if it hurts,
he's a disaster.
Yeah, understood, but if it hurts Quintana, then I'm not willing to take that risk. And at this point, like, they're in too deep. My point is, last night, they've already missed their opportunity. Last night was a night where Alvarez should have sat. Winker should have been in the lineup. Mm-hmm. And they made two mistakes. And that's something that they haven't done. And then you throw in Senga on top of it. It could arguably have cost them two games in this series.
It might have. And listen, there's a couple of names. Marte, not as much now. He's pretty much solidified in right field. But Marte, Taylor, Bader, and you throw out Iglesias. That I'm going to push back incredibly hard. I don't care if he goes 0-for-5 tonight with five punch-outs. There is no way I'm sitting Iglesias. He's playing the rest of the year.
Yeah, but that's not
the
what
the rest of the year for me, he's playing.
But then they're going to go down with their guys, as Andy Martino was reporting about. That's fine.
But I trust him more than any other guy they could put out, including Jeff McNeil. They're here because, in large part, Iglesias. That's
fine. But they're also here because they've held guys accountable. If he's not performing and he's looked done since the Philly series with largely non-competitive at-bats, I love Iglesias. He's been great for this team. And I know all that he means in that clubhouse. However, they have been holding guys accountable all year long. That's how they've gotten to this point. You ain't getting the job done? This guy's in. Bader, you're not getting the job done? Tyrone Taylor's in. This guy's not getting the job? You're out. That's it. And Iglesias isn't getting the job done. Not to mention that he booted the ball in a series in game two.
I know. Iglesias is not.
McNeil's on the roster. I don't know if McNeil's the answer or not, and they're clearly not going to be willing to take that chance now.
He got an at-bat last night, so maybe they're thinking about getting him in there.
My point is that what they've done all year long, mm-hmm. because of their depth, it has allowed them to hold guys accountable if they aren't producing next guy
they
in.
Have. They have.
And they're not doing it now.
No, okay, but again, here's the difference for me. Somebody like Joey Wendell, right? He was the first guy that was basically busy. Right. Yeah, you're not playing well. So there's a big difference for me, Sal, holding, and I love accountability, huge, staunch believer in that with every aspect of life. I'm with you conceptually, but somebody like Wendell did nothing, get lost. Like, Iglesias has so much equity, and I'm not saying that you just play forever because of equity, but, you know, along the line, you're going to sit down Marte, it's always hurt, he's had bounce of ineffectiveness, you're going to sit down Bader, all right, Bader was okay this year, nothing special, and I know you know, well, maybe you don't know this, Iglesias has the highest home batting average in the history of the Mets. They put the graph, I know you're at the TV, at the game, they put it on the tube last night, I didn't even know that. He had 400 at home for the Mets!
Right.
You know, nobody did that, namely Mazzilli, I mean, anybody you want back to whatever point, Keith Hernandez, nobody. Mike Piazza, 400. For me, that guy's playing every pitch the rest of the season.
And that's what's probably going to happen. It doesn't mean that it's right. Also, a lot of those numbers that he put up, he was hitting in the two hole, remember, for a while.
So put him back.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, and then you're going to completely change the lineup around.
The lineup hasn't scored three runs. They got shut out twice.
But a lot of those numbers, to me, was because of maybe where he was hitting. I just watch him, and he's giving a lot of non-competitive bats. By the way, even those average squibbers, infield hits, I'm not trying to knock Iglesias. I'm knocking the Mets for not holding guys accountable. I understand the loyalty, but you know what? That may end your season. Larry's in Westchester. What's up, Larry?
Hey, BT Sal. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Larry?
Good, Larry.
Listen, Sal, I could not agree with you more. You just took my whole phone call. I can understand why Alvarez is playing. Mendoza, I mean, no, don't get me wrong. He's done a great job. But when I heard or looked at SNY this morning and saw he doesn't intend to change any lineup, I said, what are you doing? You're just blowing the whole season. Alvarez should sit at least a game. He's being terrible. Last night was the perfect example.
Yeah, but hold on, Larry. Larry, I'm saying that. So Sal's saying he should play tonight. I wouldn't play him tonight.
I wouldn't play him tonight. They shouldn't have played him last
night.
That,
to me, was the bigger issue. Last night was the issue, not tonight.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I'm watching the game. Base is loaded, and I swear to God, Sal, I'm sitting there with my girlfriend, and I said to the TV, take a pitch.
Oh, my God, it was so obvious. You're right. It was so obvious. Take a bat.
I mean, look at the pitch, for Christ's sake. When that bat went in the stands, I knew he was going to strike out.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Larry. It's a great call. BT, I'm standing there with Hurley, our boss, and Positive Tommy was at the game. Huh? And we're watching it, and I'm saying, take a strike. Like, that at bat screamed. It begged. Take a strike. Guys, walk in the ballpark. And the opposite of taking a strike, like the exact opposite, is swinging so hard that you throw the bat into the stands. Unacceptable. Alvarez should not have started last night. I'm okay with it tonight, though, because now I feel like they're in too deep, and mainly because of Quintana.
The relationship with Quintana.
But dude, Alvarez has to take a hit because he you know I love him because of his confidence, his attitude, the cockiness, the arrogance. He's been an embarrassing bust. A bust. You can't act and talk the way you do and show up the way you have in the postseason. That's unacceptable from Alvarez.
The only word I can think of that really describes his play for a while has been feeble. I mean, there's players who scuffle, and it's a tough sport, and it's a cyclical sport, and it's rooted in failure. I mean, and I know this isn't true, but he looks like he can go 50 more bats without a hit. Like, I've definitely said him. I know they're not, but I really watch. He hits a 3-run home run. That would be typical baseball, maybe even typical of the Mets this year when you kind of count them out. But he can't be playing for the right to get to the World Series the way he looks right now.
Andrew's in Wayne. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, I'm just trying to figure out what their approach is going to the plate, because too many fastballs right down the middle, not painted on the outside corner, inside corner. They take too many fastballs. I know that you want Alvarez to take a strike in that situation, which, granted, that's probably the best situation, but they watch too many fastballs and then take ridiculous swings at sliders a foot and a half off the plate and strike out. They had 13 strikeouts last night.
He was also filthy. Bueller's stuff was sublime. He was dirty last night, man.
You wonder how much of it is Dodger pitching versus how much of it is the Mets offense struggling. Everybody says the Dodgers can't pitch, they can't pitch, and yet we've seen two guys with a pedigree, a history of being dominant pitchers at one point in time in their careers look very dominant. Flaherty in game one and Walker Bueller last night. So, I mean, I'm sure you have to credit the Dodgers a little bit. I think a big part of it is the Mets offense not doing what they're capable of doing. But either way, I mean, they're going to have to score some runs. So we could pick on the bad defense. We could pick on certain individuals. But as a whole, you get blanked in two games. That, to me, would more so than the 17 runs that were allowed and the disparity,
yeah.
I think it's a bigger issue, the fact that the offense has been inconsistent to a degree where you get shut out in two games.
I don't think that I don't process it that way. To me, it almost doesn't matter. Because when you give it up a lot and you score nothing, it doesn't look right, obviously, and it doesn't seem for me that it's going to end anytime soon. The Dodgers are just, they're a lot better.